Good morning, everyone. I'm talking today about the WSU Extension Master Gardener online training. First, I'm going to start with a brief history of the Master Gardener program. Then I'll go into the need for an online training. After that, I'll talk about the development process. Then I'll go over the structure of the online training. Lastly, I'll end with the challenges. The Master Gardener program began in Washington State in 1973. It was created by urban agricultural extension agents. It came about mostly because of an increase in suburban areas and population. The extension agents were having a hard time keeping up with the consumer horticulture questions, so they thought they could train volunteers to answer those questions for them. The first clinic was held at the Tacoma Mall, which is just south of Seattle. It was also featured in Sunset Magazine. Of course, as we all know, today's programming is much different from 1973. The need for an online training came about mostly because of time and money. It cost faculty and staff time and money to travel throughout the state to teach in every county. There were also some inconsistencies in the training. Different instructors would teach the same subject, for instance, probably in a different way and perhaps covering different content. So WSU really needed a quality basic level of training. Also, the west side of the state and the east side of the state vary greatly, not just in climate, where the west side of the state is a maritime climate, but and the east side of the state a semi-arid desert type climate, but also in population. The west side of the state is very densely populated with a lot of urban areas, while the east side of the state tends to be more sparsely populated, very rural, and also focuses on agriculture. So as you can imagine, the needs on the west side of the state versus the east side of the state are quite different, which means different programming for the master gardeners. Also, that meant that the online training needed to be applicable to both sides of the state. From conception to implementation was about 3 years. Initial funding for the grant came from a grant. It helped to fund a half-time employee. She worked with the Center for Distance and Professional Education to coordinate the modules, work with the presenters, and also to help with the online structure of the project. The presenters, of course, were also a part of the development process. My predecessor, who worked on this project, she had been with WSU for over 20 years, so she had very good knowledge of the faculty and staff and their expertise. She had no problem getting them to readily agree to be a part of this project. But mostly, the presenters knew that the time spent up front in preparing their presentation, recording their presentation, and typing the transcript for their presentation would save them time later traveling around the state. I'm jumping into the structure now. The training starts with a basic introduction. This includes instructions such as there is a 640-page training manual that is included in the online training. This is a downloadable PDF. In addition, it contains a brief explanation of the modules and what is expected to complete the training. A little bit about the content. There are 14 content modules, from botany and plant ID to fruit crops. In addition, you'll notice that there's a getting started module and a computer training module for those who are not quite so technologically savvy. We're looking at the plant ID module here. You'll notice that there's an overview of the module. There are the chapters that are included, links to the chapters. They do take quizzes that are required, In addition, they watch presentations and videos. The presentations are recorded PowerPoint presentations, and the videos are typically very short and in the garden or displaying a hands-on activity. There are also interactive assignments, such as crossword puzzles and exercises. In addition, there are links to WSU publications, of which most are free to download as a PDF. They also include links to outside resources that have been approved by faculty and staff. There is a management section of the online training. This includes a communication space. So the instructor can post announcements here. There are discussion boards related to each module, and most of them have prompts or questions that will get a discussion started by the students. In addition, the instructor can create the roster. There's also a calendar included. This allows the instructor, in this case I should mention the instructor is actually the program coordinator, so it's the local county program coordinator. The instructor can post their syllabus. They can post the online training syllabus in addition to the in-class training syllabus. They can also post additional trainings that are available to Master Gardeners, as well as Master Gardener socials and events. There's also a space that is specifically for the instructor. This is where the gradebook is located. They can print the gradebook from this area. They can also enter or edit students' grades. Now a little bit about the challenges. This is actually where I could probably spend most of my time. The training manual was actually developed as an independent project, so the training manual and the online training were not coordinated with one another. The instructions for the presenters were a little bit ambiguous in that a PowerPoint template was not provided for the presenters. In addition, they could have used a few more how-to guidelines to put together their presentations, as well as some structure on the time frame that their presentation should be. Another challenge is that the online training has not been peer reviewed. There's not really a system in place to peer review, for instance, videos. So that is one of my goals for 2015, is to develop a process by which this online training can be peer reviewed. Funding initially was a challenge because it did require a grant to get it started. However, now registration fees do cover maintenance and revisions for the online training. The perception of the online training, believe it or not, was a bit of a challenge as well. And this is because many people, including some of the program coordinators, thought that the online training should replace in-class trainings. However, as I mentioned, the climates are very different on the east side of the state versus the west side of the state. So it's very important that they have the in-class training so that they can learn about their climate and plant materials in their climate, and also issues that they will be dealing with on that side of the state. But in addition, they need to learn how to be a volunteer. They need to learn how to work a Master Gardener clinic and how to deliver an extension program. The County Master Gardener Program coordinators were also new to this. This was a new system, so they had to learn it, they had to adapt to it, they had to learn how to use it. Of course, the first 3 years, it's been implemented now for about 4 or 5 years, but the first 3 years were a little bit challenging in that the students were finding errors in quizzes, in the crossword puzzles, and also a lot of the links that were included became broken links. So the URLs had changed. That is something, though, that is an ongoing process. These complications and errors are an ongoing being fixed year to year. I have several acknowledgments. Tony Fitzgerald, my predecessor, was the one who worked on this project. of course, all of the presenters. And I think that the County Master Gardener Program coordinators also need to be acknowledged for their flexibility and willingness to use this new system. I'm happy to take questions now. Yes.
If you don't mind, how much do you charge for the online class, and do you also require them to purchase the manual as a resource, or is that separate?
Great question. Well, when the online training was first implemented, it was $50. The price went up to $75 a couple years ago. And no, they're not required to purchase the training manual, mostly because it's included in the online training. Yes.
And you switched over from the in-person training to the online training. What impact did that have on volunteer retention and motivation?
Well, we didn't switch. Actually, what we did was we added the online training so that because it's really important that Master Gardeners have a really good understanding of the basic horticultural concepts. That's what they really get in the online training. The in-class trainings, and most are anywhere from 10 to 12 sessions, full-day sessions, but most are meant to complement the online training and provide hands-on activities for the trainees. Yes?
I'm curious about how your curriculum has changed from having live sessions to having online sessions. Is it, are they shorter sessions, or are there fewer sessions now?
No, actually, not so much. There are just as many in-class sessions. The idea is that instructors come in and they enhance what they've presented in the online training through hands-on activities, more engaging lessons with the students. Yes?
What is the program that you use for your online training?
Angel.
Angel?
Angel is the program we use. Yeah.
We use Desire to Learn, and they just made some changes to it last year, and it's pretty challenging.
I bet.
So are students required to do both? They attend class, but they have to do the online first before they go to class?
They are required to attend both. They do them both simultaneously. Yes. It's quite the course load, actually, because they do come in for full-day trainings, and as I mentioned, anywhere from 10 to 12 full-day trainings. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Carol.
What's the reception to the online training? How do the students, how do they respond? Do they like it, or?
That's a great question. Actually, they love it. It was those who came in toward the beginning, they really had no idea that there wasn't an online training the year before. Of course, we explained that to them. They were kind of our beta testers, in a sense, our guinea pigs, and they were very receptive. The students really like it because it is something that they can do at their own pace. They're typically offered between January and March.
What time of day?
All day. From about, the instructor typically starts about 9, there's a lunch break, and then they end about 3 or 4.
Have you had any way to measure knowledge retention compared to the old method?
That's a great question. No. No, we haven't. But they are required to do the quizzes and the exam, and they are required to pass with an 80%. Yes?
Are you looking at online as a platform for then CEU training and additional beyond the basic training?
Yes, actually, one of the things that I am going to be working on is developing advanced education for Master Gardeners, and it will be online training.
I know a lot of states are doing online training because of necessity. There's no face-to-face trainers. Mm-hmm. So I guess the benefits and how do you enhance this? It's kind of a surprise that you do both.
Right.
So do you see really big benefits from this? And going back to the question of the retention, what do you see?
Yes, we do see great benefits. Part of the reason is that the online training really covers core curriculum, while there's an opportunity to bring in other topics with different presenters that come into the class to train the students. Retention has been great, by the way. I think that what this does is it really makes the Master Gardeners understand the commitment that's involved. They know up front that it's a huge time commitment, so they are prepared for what's expected of them.
Any other questions? Are they required to, are your Master Gardeners required to take the online portion before the face-to-face presenter comes?
No, actually, they happen together. The online training and the in-class trainings are simultaneous.
But what I'm saying is, you said that the in-class sessions enhance what was online.
Yes.
So, for example, if you're
okay.
Brought in, say, like insects or identification,
right.
Are you required to take that online portion to learn about basic identification before they get to the in-class?
They are. I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question. So yes, typically what happens is they will complete a module online. It's required by the instructor, or in this case, the program coordinator. And then the in-class training will enhance what they've learned online. Yes?
So when this is reaching some of the smaller county programs, how does the staff have the knowledge to draw on to lead the local training part of it if it's for something like plant pathology?
Mm-hmm. Great question. Well, there are some of the classes do rely on those expert master gardeners, for instance. And then a topic like plant pathology, there is a pathologist that will do some traveling throughout the state to enhance that online portion. What I'm interested in finding out is if we can do more technology to teach in using some of those remote video systems that are being used. Where, for instance, also I think cluster trainings, so that counties are coming together to train together, so that an instructor only needs to travel to a region, for instance, to teach that class. You're welcome. Yes?
Quick question. How many of those county-based agents are actually doing at least a portion of the training for the class?
County-based agents are doing a bit of it. They do have expertise in certain areas, so they most certainly will pick up those topics. Yes.
So what do you charge for the main program other than the online?
Great question. That varies, actually. The cost varies between counties. So anywhere from about $125 to $200, and then we do also offer a professional certificate for those who are only interested in taking the class for professional enhancement, and that typically costs more because we invest in our volunteers so that kind of expecting a return in their volunteer hours. Yes.
Once they finish all of their training, are they expected to serve a minimum number of hours, or is just?
Yes, they are. Our Master Gardeners are required to volunteer 60 hours their first year, and then it's 25 hours every year after that to maintain certification.
Any final questions? Okay.
Thank you.
Big hand.